Grace be unto you and peace from our awesome God, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whose authority is given to us again tonight in his word and sacrament, and thank and praise God for that. As Pastor Snow shared with us, the scripture verse that I'm going to use tonight, the one verse that really summarizes all three of the ones that we have for tonight, is verse 23, that first verse. Jesus entered the temple courts, and while he was teaching, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him. "By what authority are you doing these things?" they asked. "And who gave you this authority?" That's pretty confrontational, isn't it? That's pretty much of a challenge, isn't it? Do you know the world continues that same challenge? The world still asks us that same thing. Those of us who are in the church and those of us who speak God's word, those of us who believe God's word, those of us who hold to the truth of God's word, how do you know that's true? How do you know that that's what God's word would have you to listen to? And the answer is, we know the true authority. Authority. There's always that question about authority. In politics, there's that question of authority. Now, this is currently now. Think of how many times politics have had who's in control, which country has the most authority. We could talk about the mayor, we could talk about the city council, we could talk about the school board, we could talk about all kinds of things that are always who's in charge, who has the authority, who has the say-so. Talk about work. How about, does the boss have the final authority? Does your supervisor have the final authority? How about in church? Who has the final authority in church? Or how about at home? Well, of course, Con Lee always does. You understand, that whole question of authority, there's always that question of who has the authority. God's word speaks to us tonight about who the true authority truly is. And what a comfort it is when we know and when we confess who that true authority is. The gospel reading for tonight is actually Tuesday of Holy Week. You recall on Palm Sunday, Jesus came in riding on the donkey, and the people recognized the authority. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the Son of David. Hosanna to the Son of David." They recognized Jesus as the promised one. But those leaders, the religious leaders, didn't like that because they thought they had the authority. And then Monday of Holy Week, Jesus comes in, as you recall, and he cleanses the temple. Jesus comes in and he turns over the money changers and he drives out those that were selling the animals and so on, and he says, "My Father's house, my house should be a house of prayer, and you've made it a den of thieves, a den of robbers." What Jeremiah had accused the people of many, many, many centuries before, Jesus now accuses them, and they're quite upset. Jesus is upsetting the authorities in the temple. So now it's Tuesday. Now it's Tuesday of Holy Week. And boy, those religious leaders, they're ready for Jesus. And so we have that. "By what authority do you do these things?" Now you know what they're talking about. How do you ride into Jerusalem on this donkey? How is it that you cleanse the temple? How is it that you teach these people? He had been healing the blind and healing the lame also the day before. "By what authority do you do these things? And who gave you this authority?" Isn't it interesting how Jesus answers? He could have said, "My Heavenly Father." He could have said, "My authority." He could have answered very boldly and very truthfully, but instead, he's a good teacher. He's a great teacher. Great teachers ask good questions. And notice the two questions that Jesus asks these religious leaders who thought they had the authority and who thought they had all of the right answers. Now, unfortunately, the religious leaders and the religious authorities were kind of like children. Children who think they have the authority. "I do it myself." Or when parents or grandparents, when teachers or others ask them or tell them to do something, they say no. or they try and assert their authority over a brother or a sister or a sibling or someone. The same thing with authority happened with Jesus. Jesus always running up against the authority with those religious leaders. So they've challenged Jesus. By what authority did you do these things, and who gave you that authority? And Jesus says, I'll answer that with you, first of all, answering a question. He says, John's baptism, was it from heaven or was it from mankind? Ha ha, Jesus knew. He knew the hearts of those people. And how interesting it is that Matthew tells us that they had a little discussion together. And they said, you know what? We're stuck. If we say from heaven, then he's going to say, so why don't you listen to him? Why don't you get baptized by John? But if we say from man, oh, we're in trouble because all the people, the opinion of all the people, know that John was a prophet. So what do? They come back and say, we don't know. But Jesus knew. Jesus knew their hardness of heart. Jesus knew that he still wanted them to repent and come to him. Like Ezekiel, God wants all people to be saved. He wants all to turn to repentance. And Jesus especially wanted these religious leaders to turn. So Jesus asks them another question. He says, what do you think? A man had two sons, and he said to his two sons, go and work in my vineyard today. So far, so good. I mean, that's family. You know, what do moms and dads say to their kids? Clean up your room, straighten up your clothes. You know, do those family kinds of things, right? And, of course, you would expect them maybe to mumble and grumble a little bit. All right, kids do that. Oh, parents do too sometimes. But mumble and grumble maybe a little bit, but what a shock. What a shock when the first son says, no. I'm sure that the people must have been shocked at that, because for a Jewish boy to say no to his dad was really something. But then Jesus says, but then later on, he turned around and did go out and work in the vineyard. The second son, yes, Dad, I'll do it. But then he didn't. Both sons, very disrespectful to their father. Both sons, very disobedient to their father. And how interesting it is, as Jesus asks, which one of those two sons did what their father asked? I would have said neither. But, of course, what the Pharisees were looking at is which one went out and worked in the vineyard, and they said the first son. So Jesus said, you're right. It's the first sons that are going to be coming into the kingdom ahead of you. And he shares with them the fact that the first son that immediately says no are those not yet reached. He talked about the sinners and the prostitutes and those that maybe hadn't heard the message yet, maybe that hadn't heard. And it says, as John's preaching was there, as they heard the word worked in their hearts, and they did listen. At first they said no, but then they came and they listened. Jesus is really zeroing in on these religious leaders as far as the second son, because he talks about the second son was the hypocrite. The second son was the one who said, yes, Dad, I'll do it, and then didn't. It's those that bring their children to baptism and then don't carry through with that promise of making sure that they grow up in the knowledge of God. Those that come to confirmation instruction and are confirmed and say, I'll be faithful unto death, and then we don't see them for a while. It's those that make all those kinds of promises, and they sound good, and they sure make pastors happy, but then there's not any follow-through with that. Two sons. We need a third son, don't we? Let's have a third son. Let's have a third son that says, yes, I will, and he does do it. And you know the answer's always Jesus. Jesus is the third son in this parable. Jesus is the third son who's telling the parable, but who's helping the scribes and the Pharisees and the religious leaders and so on to know they can't do it, they mess up, but Jesus has done it. Jesus, the third Son, the one who truly is the one who is the loving and obedient Son. Jesus, that third Son, who in Gethsemane, he prays to his heavenly Father, and he says, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Not my will, but yours be done." It's Jesus who teaches us to pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Help me to recognize you, Lord, as the authority, as the one who has always my best interests in mind and always wants the very best for me. And that's why you give me these instructions. That's why you give to me your word and give to me this way of living my life. Help me to know you as that great authority. How important it is that we know and see Jesus for who he truly is, the one who truly loves us and cares for us. Jesus, the third Son, who truly does obey his heavenly Father in our place for you and for me. And that changes us. As we now hear his word, as we hear his word, we come to worship and we confess, "Lord, I've been that first Son, and I've been that second Son," as we have our confession. "I have said no to you. Thank you for changing my heart to where I do say yes. And Lord, I've said yes to you, and I haven't carried it through. Thank you for your forgiveness. Fill me with Jesus. Fill me with Jesus so that as I go down my life's road, as I go and as I live my life for you, I don't go my way. There's no exit there. But I go your way. I go your way because you are my heavenly Father. You are the authority in my life. You are the one who leads me and guides me." Think of how many people in this world today are wandering around with no authority, are wandering around with maybe themselves as their authority, or looking to government for authority, or looking for all these wrong places for authority. Oh my. Jesus comes, and he wants to show them he loves them and that he might be their authority as well. What a joy we have to share that with them in every opportunity we have. In that precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, amen. Now may that peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds centered on Jesus, the authority, unto life everlasting. Amen.